Now, we are, of course, going to take a deep dive into ChatGPT and the other language models. But in this video, I just want to cover some of the basics for people who aren't up to scratch when it comes to using ChatGPT. So firstly, what is ChatGPT? Well, it's essentially a very, very clever chatbot powered by a large language model, which is also known as an LLM. And it was really the breakout app when it comes to the generative AI movement gaining popularity. You can currently use it in your browser, and also there are apps for iOS, so you can use it in your iPhone, for Android, and also Mac with a Windows app coming soon. And the way to use ChatGPT very broadly, I'll do a specific video on this, but we can chat in threads, we have a history of all our chats, we can switch models, and so we can switch between, you know, GPT-4 or GPT-4.0. We can run prompts, which is basically the text that we say to the AI. The AI will then respond. We have an edit button, so we can change our last message if we want to change something that we've said. And it's also multimodal, which means it's not just a text, a language model. We can also communicate by uploading images. We can talk in voice. The latest version of ChatGPT can also talk in voice as well, and so we can have voice-to-voice conversations with the language model. It can create code. We can upload our own code. It can browse the internet. And we're going to look at prompts and how to use ChatGPT along with the other language models in just a second. But for now, let's look at how we can actually get set up with ChatGPT. There are different accounts that we can get. GPT has a free plan, which gives us limited usage, a limited number of chats. And then there's also a paid plan called Plus. And lastly, we can also use something called the Playground, which allows us to go beyond our limits and pay for each individual chat that we have, which is used by a lot of developers who are actually interested in perfecting their prompts for use in the API, which we'll come on to when we talk about agents. So which ChatGPT model should we use? Well, we have a few choices whenever we run a chat. Generally, GPT-4, the original GPT-4, is still the number one model, despite what the benchmarks say. And that is true unless we have specific multimodal capabilities that we want to take advantage of. Unless we have very long context windows that I found GPT-4.0 to be better with. And of course, this is all liable to change because we are, of course, waiting for GPT-5 to roll out. And so in terms of whether you want to pay for GPT Plus, which is currently $20 a month, or wait for the free plan, the truth is there isn't really too much difference between the two for now. If you are a power user like I am, then it's a no-brainer. You should pay the $20 per month. But for a lot of people right now, while we wait for the next big model, the truth is there probably isn't too much in it, and you should start off with just a free plan, which you can set up at chatgpt.com. And one final point as well while we're talking about ChatGPT, these models are constantly in flux. Even within the actual usage of these specific models, they do vary quite substantially on a week-by-week basis. We are, of course, waiting for GPT-5 to appear, but until that happens, I would say GPT-4 is the best, but GPT-4.0 is a very capable model, and that's one that you can actually access for free at chatgpt.com. So go ahead and create your ChatGPT account, even if it's a free one to start off with, and we can continue on with the rest of the training.